ربنا ربنا.
Ask the followers of the remembrance if ye know not.
ربنا ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا يا حي ويا قيوم نور قلبنا.
You're listening to the program The Key on IRIB English Radio with Shiraz Hossein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, The Key, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on The Key, we would like to offer our esteemed listeners a hearty congratulations, because as you know, today is the day which marks the famous event of Ghadir. Just by way of passing, as you know, on the day of Ghadir, the Prophet was returning from his farewell pilgrimage to Mecca. He stopped in a valley called Ghadir, and he gave a famous sermon there called the Sermon of Ghadir. In this sermon, the Prophet, sallallahu alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, he said something very famous, which was that, O people, whoever I am the Mawla of, this Ali is also the Mawla of that person. And according to the followers of the school of thought of the Ahlul Bayt, Salamullah alayhim, this word is a reference to the fact that the Imam is the master, the person who has authority over the people. This is a reference to that. But according to some of the adherents of other schools of thought, this word, it doesn't mean this. And it has, therefore, it has nothing to do with the political successorship of the Prophet. Rather, this word is simply a word that means friend. The Prophet sallallahu alaihi wa alayhi wa sallam said that whoever I am the friend of, this Ali should also be the friend of that person. Whoever has befriended me, he should also befriend Imam Ali alayhi salam. So it has nothing to do with political successorship and leadership of the Islamic Ummah. Rather, it's simply a reference to the fact that Imam Ali should be taken as a friend. He should be loved by the people. This is something that a lot of people say. So we want to ask today, what is exactly the meaning of this word Mawla? And whether the interpretation that these other adherents of these other schools have thought have presented is true, or no, it's not. A lot has been said regarding this topic. We don't want to go into detail regarding it. There's a couple of books which are very interesting in this regards. For example, there's the famous book of Ghadir by Allama Amini. He investigates this topic there. He answers this question there. But just by way of passing, we can allude to a very simple way in which we can answer this misgiving, and that is by saying this, that first of all, the context, we have to look at the context in which this hadith was uttered by the Holy Prophet. If we pay attention to these clues, we will understand that this word should not be simply taken as a reference to friendship or friend. First of all, this hadith was mentioned by the Prophet. The Prophet gave this sermon in Ghadir after a significant verse was revealed, and that verse was a verse in the Holy Quran in which God says, Ya ayyuhan nabi, O Prophet, balligh ma unzila ilayka min rabbik. Reveal or convey what has been revealed to you from your Lord. Wa in lam taf'al, and if you do not do this, fama ballaghta ar-risala. If you do not do this, it is as if you have not conveyed the risalat, your message at all. Now, if we consider the event of Ghadir and what the Prophet mentioned there, in the light of this verse, we can understand that this word Mawla cannot be taken to be a reference to the word friend. How could this be so? How could it, if the Prophet didn't told the people not to befriend Ali, Imam Ali alayhi salam, would it be as if the Prophet had not conveyed his risalat, his message at all. Clearly, this is not the case. And we also see that why would the Prophet give so much importance to this matter to the extent that he asked the people who had gone forth to come back and the people who were lagging behind him to come forward so that all of the people could hear this message, and also he asked them to convey this to others who were not present. So all of these are clues to indicate the fact that this word cannot be construed to be a reference to the word friend. Rather, it should be taken in a more significant manner and to be a reference to the political successorship of the Holy Prophet and the leadership of the Islamic Ummah. Thank you for joining us here on The Key. We were looking at the meaning of the word Mawla in the Hadith of Ghadir. Until next time, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Shiraz Hussein Agha, a graduate of Islamic Seminary of Qom and a PhD in philosophy, on the program The Key on IRIB English Radio.
You can also send your questions to englishradio@irib.ir.